This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You are listening to Get Serial on Syn with James, Trisha, Brendan and Stephen. Your Season 4 team kicking off Season 4 with an absolute bang. Our first episode here. And to keep the party rolling, so to speak, we are absolutely blessed to be talking with Your Girl. She's on the line at the moment. Thank you so much for joining us today, Your Girl.
Thank you for having me.
No, yeah, it's amazing to have a chat. For those who aren't aware, 19-year-old Your Girl is a songwriter, vocalist and producer making dreamy pop beats in her bedroom. Growing up in the rural Victorian town of Bendigo, Your Girl describes the moments of her life as a rebellious teen and explores the power emotions have over hormonal adolescence through confronting raw and honest lyrics. Look, you've got a brand new EP out now, Love By. It's fantastic. So great to have a chat this morning. Can you start off by telling us a little bit more about yourself as a musician and what attracted you to making music?
Well, I think I grew up around my dad singing. So I've always been singing around the house and stuff. And I think, like, as a kid, I was always just, like, making up songs as I was singing. And I think I got really excited when I found out that, like, through producing, you could make your own songs. So then I kind of strived to, like, find programs where I could do that. And then I got a little better at it.
Well, you certainly have. I mean, your music is, it's got you many different places, including, you've signed on Future Classic, I noticed, which is a pretty big deal. They look after some huge musicians, including, Flume. So how did that come about? And what is it like to be on such a big label?
Well, I think what happened was, I don't really fully remember because it was quite a while ago, but I think they either found me from SoundCloud or Triple J Unearthed, and I think they just emailed me. So then we were just talking over email, but yeah, it's so awesome being with them. They're really great and they're just all super nice, and I just love working with them. I love them.
That's fantastic.
Now, you come from the beautiful part of the world down in Bendigo. What was it like growing up there and making music in a rural town?
Well, I really love that I grew up in Bendigo. I think it kind of gave me the opportunity to, like, stand out, kind of, because I feel like I'm so invisible in Melbourne, and in Bendigo, like, I was kind of, you know, unique and stuff, and it made me feel special, and I feel like it just... Yeah, it was really good growing up in Bendigo, but it was really chill, and I was special there, so I miss it.
So, obviously, being in a smaller town, there's not necessarily as many opportunities for gigs, but how did you go about getting yourself known? What was the process for you?
Well, I feel like even to this day, I don't really prioritise gigs as much as I prioritise making music and getting music out there, and I think... I just put my music on SoundCloud and Triple J Unearthed, and I don't even know if I was necessarily striving to be seen. I think I just did it for fun and was like, well, you never know, like, may as well, and then it just kind of happened.
Well, it's worked out all right for you.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how you came about with your name, Your Girl. What was the process in thinking about that name, and what is the significance behind it?
Well, my name actually started off as Faye OK, I'm pretty sure, but then my first ever song that I wrote, well, first ever song I put on SoundCloud was called Bleed, and in the chorus it says, I'll be your girl, and then I was kind of like, actually, that's fire, I'm your girl now.
That's the way.
I like it a lot. It's interesting how a lot of musicians have a unique process for coming up with
that's
names,
right.
And you need one that sticks in the mind, right? So I think you've done that really well.
Thank you.
Now, let's move on to your new music. You've obviously got the EP coming out, Love Bite. So some of our listeners may not have heard your music before. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about that EP and the process of making it?
Yeah, well, I think the EP for me was kind of just like a resume, like, because half the songs people already knew, and I think, yeah, I just wanted the EP to have a little bit of everything and be a great way to introduce myself, so then there'll be no surprises down the line, and yeah, just I just wanted to show off every part of Your Girl in the EP, basically.
Well, you've certainly done that. Some of the names that have given you some praise I'm seeing here include Declan Byrne on Triple J, said that your music would hold up as a beach house side project or a creation by the weird genius mind of Grimes. You've also got Paper Magazine saying that nobody compares to Your Girl. So it's certainly some high praise there. I'm sure our listeners are very keen to hear some of your music live after, you know, hearing about you today. So when can they next see you in Melbourne?
Well, I'm doing my first ever headline shows in November.
Exciting.
And the first show is the 1st of November, and that'll be in Sydney at Boogie Mountain. And then the second show will be the 15th of November at Bagasso. And, yeah, you can find the link to tickets in my Instagram bio.
Fantastic, yeah. And look, the Gasometer is an awesome venue, so you've definitely done well lining that up. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic sound in there. Have you anything particularly special you throw in during your live performances that you want to throw out there for our listeners?
Well, I do play with my twin sister now. She is kind of like my DJ sorta, because she controls my vocals and my laptop, so she's awesome.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. James can relate a little bit here, actually.
Yeah, I'm a triplet, so I know what it's like being multiple. You have that special bond.
Whoa. Yeah, we do. We're like best friends.
Yeah, that's good. Only multiples can understand and relate.
Yeah, I can't relate. But I'm curious, is there friendly competition there, or is it all just good friendship and good vibes?
Competition. I feel like I just like to assert myself as the boss, pretty much.
I've got a question. I talk a lot about twins and triplets taking the place of the other siblings at events. Have you ever done that for your sister, or has she done it for you?
I mean, once I did it in high school so that I could get a lolly banana from her Indonesian teacher, but that's about it.
Everyone has a little story. That's unique.
That certainly counts. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the line today, Yo Girl. Fantastic to have a chat. Before we let you go, we are going to play your track, Girls Like Me. Is there anything you'd like to say about this tune before we give it a good spin?
Well, this tune is about a ex who dates the same kind of girls, and all I have to say is that he ain't never going to find another girl like me.
I love it.
Pun intended.
Absolutely love it. Thanks you so much for your time today, Yo Girl. It's been fantastic to chat.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha, Brendan and Stephen. This is Girls Like Me by Yo Girl. Enjoy, guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.